It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball. America's game. It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Oh boy, it's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Thursday, the 15th of September. Every year, Jose Ramirez is mentioned as an MVP candidate, but he doesn't win. For the last 5 years, he's finished in the top six of the voting. This year, he will as well. A typical season. League-leading 41 doubles. Going into the eighth inning of a tie game yesterday afternoon, 26 home runs and 109 RBI.
And now Jose Ramirez ripped an infield single to third bases last time up. And Ramirez rocks it to deep right field. Goodbye! The Guardians lead it 5-3. Jose Ramirez, his 27th home run of the year, and now 111 runs batted in.
He is the man, the veteran on a young Guardians team in a rebuild. They're in a rebuild. 15 players have made their big league debut on that team this year. The payroll is minuscule, but they're also 11 games over 500 and 4 games up in the division with 21 to play. Absolutely unbelievable. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. With 21 more days in the regular season, 42 is the highest a streaker could get if they started today. You must be at 15 or higher to still have a chance to hit 57 and win $5.6 million. You must be at 3 or higher to have a chance to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26 and his streak of 45, which is the leader in the clubhouse for the annual prize of $10,000. Me, Matt, you, Ryan, we are toast.
We are not valuable.
We have had moments of being valuable and could again. But it wasn't yesterday. Patrick Corbin was good. 6 innings, 4 hits. The Orioles rallied, but not with a hit from Adley Rutschman. Andrew McCutchen went over 4-2, but, you know, who's counting the daily double A? At 2, Ryan, at 2.
And A.J. Pollock sucked. He had horrible at-bats. He grounded into a double play. He chased balls out of the strike zone. It was an awful day for Spiegs and Porth on Beat the Streak Daily yesterday with our picks.
Yeah, man. I want to apologize to R. Musak. I had trouble with the name yesterday, the streaker named R. Musak. I leaned into it. Then he goes and plays my guy Rutschman as part of his own double down. Now his streak is toast at 31. His season dreams are over. How about Tyler 13? He went with your guy A.J. Pollock as part of a double down. Now his streak is toast at 29. His season dreams are over. We are not invaluable, Ryan. We are not.
Well, I haven't gotten a Twitter DM yet from Tyler 13, so maybe he didn't go with the Pollock pick because it was the Porth pick yesterday. At least I'm hoping. If he did, then Tyler 13, I will gladly send you a $50 gift card to Blockbuster Video.
I was going to say, wow, that's generous. And then I realized it's Blockbuster Video. and you've got an old $50 gift card just lying around.
Sure.
That seems odd.
I'm sure I can find one somewhere.
So here's the thing. We might not be invaluable, but we are entertaining. I will go ahead and declare that comfortably. And it is an entertainment product, folks. And we still have potential drama, without a doubt. And we're still going to make our picks because we've been better than awful for most of the year, I think. And we still have potential drama, without a doubt. Four streakers are still alive at 30 or more. Six others at 26 or more. Plenty of days and time to see some action. And here's the thing. Every morning on this podcast, we're going to be discussing the season itself as well. Following along as Aaron Judge chases Roger Maris. As Albert Pujols chases 700. As the Mets try and fend off the Braves. As the White Sox cling desperately to life. Next week, a different award for each league to be discussed each day. Tuesday to Friday. Manager, rookie, Cy, MVP, discussed on this show next week. Back to the leaderboard, though. Top three took a pass yesterday. Joe Douglas at 30, Betsy 1308 at 31, and Bird Wings AC at 30. There's a new streaker at 30, Cupfoot, who got there with D-backs rookie Jake McCarthy. Cupfoot, where you been? That's an awesome visual. Is it like a red solo cup for a foot? Nah, maybe a hard plastic souvenir beer cup like you get at the ballpark for a foot? I don't know.
I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The souvenir hard plastic beer cup. You could walk around on those for a little while.
Sure.
Hockey Taco and MIA Torkelson HOF remain inactively at 28 on the leaderboard. I thought Hockey Taco was done. I must have read it wrong the other day. Hockey Taco alive and kicking at 28. We got some young players to highlight this morning. This guy right here is the face of an exciting young Seattle team that's headed into the playoffs.
Julio on the first pitch. A deep fly. Spinning Profar back. First pitch. See you later. It's the second time on this homestand. Julio has started the game with a bang. Instant offense 2.0 for Julio. 1-0 Mariners.
He stole a base later, too. And with that, Julio Rodriguez became the first player in MLB history to have 25 steals and 25 home runs in his first big league season. First guy ever. It's awesome. O'Neill Cruz is a 6'7" shortstop with some of the best tools we have ever seen in this game. Here's hoping he reaches his potential and helps the Pirates before they trade him away because he gets too expensive.
Hits this one hard to left. Going back is Friedel to the wall, and it's an opposite field. Home run for O'Neill Cruz. He is something to watch. It's number 15.
Last 20 games for O'Neill Cruz, a slugging percentage of .625, part of an OPS of .954 in the last 20 games. Me, I picked the wrong young Oriole last night. This long-haired shortstop has had a great first few weeks, and he runs like a deer when he gets on base.
So the corners are in. Henderson, a left-handed batter here, who drills one bare inside the third base bag. Vavra is in to tie the game. Mullins racing around for the lead. Henderson on his way to third. He's going to come all the way home. Hernandez never picked it up. Gunnar Henderson has scored. Seventh inning. Henderson flies around the bases. Three runs score on the play. The Orioles have come from behind to take the lead.
The first career triple for Gunnar Henderson, who also doubled and drove in four total. The Nationals left fielder Cesar Hernandez had the ball slip out of his hands attempting to throw. Henderson hustled for the Little League home run. According to Sarah Langs of MLB.com, his sprint speed of 11.12 seconds going home to third was the third fastest track time in the majors this season. I didn't know it was that fast. Alrighty then.
How good is that Orioles young core?
Dude.
I mean, they are set up for years.
They are, and that is a very smart man who took over after his time in Houston, and it looks like they're going to be set up. We'll see if ownership is willing to spend to augment and finish that task. In Miami, this kid Jordan Groshans debuted on Tuesday, went 0-for-3, but last night he looked like the batter we have been promised.
See, the family area looks more relaxed, too.
Right. Yes, very much so. Lined into center and a three-hit day for Jordan Groshans.
Everybody's relaxed. Nice, solid swings. What a night for Jordan Groshans. 0 for 3 last night, just settling in. Took care of a high fastball from Hand, and there's a nice, solid swing.
Groshans is number 12 in the top 100 prospects. Came to Miami from Toronto at the deadline for two relievers the Blue Jays use a lot. Those three hits last night came with his family in the crowd, including his brother Jax. Jax with two X is a prospect in the Red Sox system. Game on next with our picks to help you streakers of consequence, if not ourselves.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 1st at Cypress Grove Park. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
Today, Thursday the 15th, just 8 games in MLB. The White Sox with a must-win makeup game in Cleveland against the Guardians, who've won 6 in a row and lead the division by 4. Shane McClanahan makes his return for Tampa Bay in the final game of their series in Toronto against Kevin Gausman. And the Jays, they lead the wild card standings at the moment. Me, I'd stay away from the Oakland A's as Lance McCullers Jr. continues on his path, getting ready to be a part of the Astros playoff roster. That starting staff is kind of loaded with pitchers, especially when Verlander comes back. But McCullers has been so good in the postseason before. He threw 7 innings of 4-hit ball his last time out. You know he wants to prove himself and get a start for Dusty Baker. I would stay away from Oakland.
You stay away, I stay away.
We got a fourth pick for you today. Ryan, what you got?
Well, Kyoshi Lotus, you beat me. Congrats. Pablo Lopez of the Marlins is...
Hold on. I don't know how sincere that was, frankly. You know?
Well,
you know what I mean?
When the time comes when he does win the 10 grand, I'm going to feel great for him. Yesterday, when AJ Pollock just had horrible at-bat after horrible at-bat here in Chicago, yeah, I was not feeling great for him. I wasn't like, hey, buddy, great job. It was this realization that the 0.001% chance of getting to 46 was not going to happen.
Yeah. That's not a good feeling for anybody. I'm sorry I interrupted. Carry on, sir.
Pablo Lopez of the Miami Marlins, he's fading down the stretch here. In his last 8 starts, he has a .344 batting average against, and his worst performances over that stretch have been at home. In his last start, he gave up 10 hits in 3-plus innings against the Mets. And tonight, the Marlins host the Phillies in the series finale. I like Bryce Harper tonight to get a hit for the Phillies. Harper is 5-for-14 in his career against Lopez. He has a hit in 4 straight games, and he homered last night. Lefties hit Lopez better than righties, and the hit probability chart gives Harper a 70% chance of getting a hit tonight.
Love that. Bryce Harper, a sensible pick against Pablo Lopez. I give you now my daily double A. Analytically, Jose Ramirez led this podcast. He's going to help close it too. That dude is an all-around stud, best player in the division, and he absolutely owns Lance Lynn, who goes for the White Sox in the makeup game today. Ramirez is a .385 career hitter with 4 homers against Lynn. And Lynn has been great lately, I know, but Ramirez is always great. Give him to me. And anecdotally, Sean Manaea returns to the rotation for the Padres. His last 2 starts have been disasters. 9 hits allowed to the Dodgers, 10 hits allowed to the Royals. Neither time getting out of the 5th inning. Since July 1st, dig this, Sean Manaea has given up 77 hits in just over 54 innings. Christian Walker hits lefties very well, has 11 hits in the last couple weeks. He will take Manaea deep tonight. That is my daily double A. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, Christian Walker, Jose Ramirez, and Bryce Harper, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.